This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Whoa, doggies. It looks like we're going to do another Dave and Dan radio show this morning, in spite of what everybody says, the complaints that have been registered, and we'll be going up before the judge shortly to see if we can stay on. No, that's a... Hey, we got a good weekend. We got Sir Dan on from the left coast on the phone with us, and we had a guest all lined up, and she lost her voice. Can you think of anything more miserable than being with a woman that's lost her voice?
Uh-oh, you're getting started on the wrong foot there. That's dangerous.
That's,
watch out.
I'm treading on thin ice.
I need to make a point about today's program too. No animal was injured or killed in the making of this program. I want PETA to understand that we have clean hands on the Dan and Dave show.
What about that fur coat you're wearing right now, brother?
Uh-oh. You didn't need to mention that. No. It's faux fur.
Oh.
I don't know what kind of an animal a faux is, but it's faux fur.
We don't want to go there either. I think they took care of all that in Ferguson, Missouri.
Uh-huh. It's got to be one of those Monday mornings, folks.
It is.
Hang on for a ride.
Well, I tell you, your president is over there solving the ISIS crisis, talking about the green weenie, and... I'm sure you've approved of all of that, and that you're proud of your president for taking on climate change. Has anybody actually ever 100% proven that we're doing anything to the climate? It seems to me like, and you live through it, that little volcano that you all had a few years ago was going to put everybody out of business for the next 100 years. Nothing would ever grow again. Oregon was dead in the water, and the violins were playing everywhere. And Mount St. Helen, as bad as it was, I don't want to say it's forgotten now, but Mother Nature took care of it. Am I correct?
Yeah, from what I understand, the elk are back, the trees are growing, the beaver are now building dams in the river again, and all is well. That mountain, when it blew up, though, it put billions and billions of tons of ash and carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which undoubtedly had a climate effect.
Yeah, but it this whole world has been spinning around on its axis for a long time, and it's gone through the cavalry and the Indians and this and that.
Let me ask you this. This is hypothetical, Mr. Dave, but let's say that there is a climate trend towards warming, and it's not man-made. It's just totally cyclical. Natural Mother Nature caused climate warming, but... we know that in the next 50 years, the climate might climb, might warm to plus 2 degrees Celsius. Now, and that 2 degrees would diminish the coral in the ocean. We would have fish die off because there wouldn't be food, there wouldn't be oxygen in the ocean. Lower Manhattan would be flooded. But if there was a way that man could control negative climate activities and mitigate that 2% or 1.5 degree increase, would it be worth doing that? Would it be worth man suffering a little bit to prevent the catastrophes that I've outlined?
I forgot what the question was. You ramble on so long. What was your question?
That was my $10 question, and you missed it. Would it be worth? Do you think that man could take action that would cool the climate?
I don't,
or
you
that
know,
would warm the climate. Either way.
I don't think, Matt, that's sort of like what you're saying is sort of like saying we've got a meteor coming towards the world and we're going to send our super troopers up to blow it away. It ain't going to happen, you know, and we don't, people can say what they want, but for the little footprint that even China, the world, puts on the global climate is negligible. And to think that man is smart enough in any shape, form, or fashion to take on the climate of the world and change it to any degree at all is having a wet dream, in my opinion.
And your credentials are...
as good as anybody else's. You know, as good as Obama's, that's for damn sure. And certainly as good as, you know, that it has not been proven that our footprint is doing anything. Maybe Al Gore's footprint and his belly print and his fat jerk head, maybe that's making an impression. But for the rest of us little folks, we ain't doing anything to it. And we, this, our climate, Mother Nature, has such an incredible ability to fix itself. And I'm not worried about Manhattan being overrun with salt water. And I don't think, you know, we've got...
Well, Mother Nature can indeed fix itself. I've never been too worried about that. I mean... we went through an ice age, but then we came out of an ice age. The problem is the fix could devastate humanity.
Well, you know.
I don't know that man can live through the fix.
Maybe.
That's the problem.
Well, I could sure line up some people that I'd like to see not make it through the fix.
Well.
You know.
I, as much as I care for Mother Nature, I care for me more.
Well, in 50 years, you ain't going to be here anyway, so what difference does it make?
Well, it makes a lot of difference. I don't want to go before my time.
Before your time is about 3 weeks.
I don't want my
ticket
punched before the train leaves, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's only a couple of years.
How do you know? Have you been talking to my wife?
we weren't going to talk about that.
All right.
But anyway,
well,
so I don't
climate think... change is really interesting, isn't it? And Al Gore has made a few bucks.
Yes, he flies around in his footprint jet. You know,
yeah.
I think we've got ISIS is more of a worry to me than the climate change. With that being said, the situation in Colorado, the guy going at this, you know, and both sides are trying to politicize that, you know, the. Oh my God, we got to take guns away from everybody. It's the guns that did it and all that. This guy was 100% Looney Tune. And, you know, I'm sorry, but when you got 330 million people and you put this in the right perspective, and yes, it's bad that the police officer was killed, the other two people were killed. There's nothing good about it. I mean, and it's sort of like everything else that's happened. There's nothing good about somebody being killed. However, folks, I hate to say this, but more people were killed over the weekend in car accidents than were killed in Colorado at the Planned Parenthood shooting. More people were killed in Chicago between gangs this weekend than the three people killed in Colorado. You know, we got to get all of this in the right perspective. Why don't they put cameras on the killings in Chicago? Why don't they put cameras on the killings in the car accidents? Why don't they put cameras on the killings in California or Texas or Georgia or wherever the hell they might have been? You know, this is one kook, and I think this guy is certifiably over the hill nuts that went in and did something terrible. But that's one person out of 330 million. You want to
run the numbers on that? The problem is he used a gun to do it.
Well, he couldn't have used spit wads. You know? Hey, but it wasn't the gun that did it. It was this idiot that did it. Gumball certifiable nut. It wasn't the gun that shot anybody.
Well, had he not had access to a gun wouldn't have been involved. So maybe we should limit access to weapons. Maybe it's time.
No, it ain't time. And it's, you know, if it is, then I'm going to have him come to your house first.
Well, he sure looks like a goofball. I tell you, the picture reminds me of one of the other shooters where their eyes are wide open and kind of there's no life behind the eyes. It's a creepy photograph.
Oh, it is. It is, without a question.
Very creepy.
This guy is obviously certifiable, and he shouldn't have had weapons. But by the same token, I don't know how you're going to stop it if he buys a weapon. But, you know, this is the other fallacy of this bull about let's ban weapons or keep people from being able to get them. If you put the most stringent ban on weapons possible today, if I wanted a weapon, I bet I could find some place, if I had the money, that I could buy a weapon. So let's get real about this thing. It's better to control them than it is to try to outlaw them, and then it would just make me that much more upset, or anybody else that much more upset, that somebody had gotten in their way of getting a weapon, that they'd buy one and go shoot them anyhow. So, you know, this whole thing we have to get real about it, you know, and it's not the weapons, and it's not the laws. The laws are there. We got to put it in the right perspective, though. 330 million people, and one guy's got a gun. You know?
Yeah, but it's happening, you know, it's happening almost every weekend.
Are you going to ban cars because the idiot had a car and he drove in and killed three people at Planned Parenthood? I mean, that's the same. A car is a weapon.
So what do we do? We just accept. We accept the damage.
You accept the fact that everything that, you know, when your kids were growing up, I bet there's not a time one that you or your wife said, "Oh, gee, I hope whoever gets a fever overnight." You never did that, but the next morning, the baby has a fever, and you say, "Oh, gee, how did she or he get that fever?" And you take care of it. And that's the only way, you know, nobody wishes this on anybody. Nobody is, you know, it's your tree dies in your front yard. It happens. And we got to accept the fact that things happen. You don't put yourself in the position of having something happen to you. That's stupid, but at the same token, you know, you don't want a wreck, but you may have a wreck. You may have an accident.
What are you saying? You're saying that we just
can't control
away from the problem and let it happen. We don't try to exercise any positive control over future shootings, or we don't try to mitigate the next guy that's going to.
You know, how are you going
to weapons?
We got to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
With all the back and forth in today's politics, it seems as though the Constitution gets lost in the mix. If you want to brush up on your Constitution, then join Michael Conley every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the show Our Constitution on AmericasWebRadio.com.
The Docs for Patient Care Foundation is your way to join the fight and become a member of an organization created by doctors for patients, dedicated to fighting for your healthcare freedom and preserving the doctor-patient relationship. Get a pen and paper. Write down docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. That's D-O-C-S, the number 4, patientcarefoundation.org. Go to our site and please make a generous tax-deductible donation and join the fight today. Thank you.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and... what's that other guy's name?
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I guess it's the Dade show for short term here, but if you don't turn around your position, I tell you, you don't believe in global warming. You think guns are a necessary evil and we can't do anything about it.
I didn't say the guns were a necessary evil. I think guns are necessary.
Well, you said they're necessary.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, and I still do.
Yeah, well, I think we ought to substitute guns that shoot bullets for water guns.
Did you hear what the chief of police... The lady, chief of police in Washington, D.C., said?
No.
Okay, in Washington, D.C., you'd expect is fairly liberal. But she said that across the country, people better figure out how to take care of themselves, both, with ISIS coming and the situation like in Planned Parenthood and the situation in the theaters and this and that, and she supports person caring. She supports the fact that if you're in a situation, you need to CYA, cover your ass first, and then, do what's necessary to take the shooter down, or if you can get behind them and shoot them, that's fine, but this is the chief of police of Washington, D.C., our country's capital, saying that you better learn how, because the police, the interesting thing is the bad stuff generally, she pointed this out, the bad stuff generally happens within the first 4 to 10 minutes. And in most cases, cops can't be there in 4 to 10 minutes. They may get there in 7 minutes, but they can't walk in until they've assessed the situation. So you've got a window of opportunity that you best act on it. While you can, while you're alive, and that you better learn to take care of yourself. And have your carry license with you and hold it up real, real high after you shot the guy, will hold up your carry license so the cops don't shoot you.
Well, apparently back in early September, the D.C. police overwhelmingly voted no confidence in her. And her name is... Kathy Lanier.
Well, she's still the chief.
She's still the chief. Yeah, well, she's going to disband vice units in favor of criminal interdiction units. She has some interesting ideas, and I don't disagree with what she said about first responders and being prepared and take care of their own issues. the police, the way they deal with active shooters has changed quite a bit, hasn't it? They try to interdict a lot quicker than they did. And, it's kind of interesting that this guy was white and he walked away from the shooting. Had he been black, would he have walked away from that shooting?
I think given the same circumstances, yeah. He didn't exactly walk away. He was driven away, by the way, with his hands behind his back. And I would say he was escorted away as compared to just walked away.
Well, he still had most of his blood in his body. He wasn't shot 60 times.
That you're comparing two totally different things. To answer your question, yeah, I think if a black had given up, yes, I think he'd be just as alive as this guy is. I have known, very fortunately, I must add, I've known not hundreds of cops, but I've known a number of cops over the years, and some better than others, some more willing to express their personal belief, but I've also seen situations where I thought, well, I know how he thinks. I bet he's going in there guns blazing or fists blazing, and I can pretty well say across the board that they've all, when they're on duty and they get called into situations you and I don't want to go to, for sure, they're very professional and they keep their personal opinions out of it. Maybe not 1,000%, but certainly I've always been impressed with the police. I think the only ones that discriminate are the ones that have stopped and given me tickets over the years for speeding or for some stupid thing like that. But those are not good cops. But the other cops that are doing their job and protecting us, yeah, I think they're very good. And I think you may, with like anything in real estate or anything else, you got some rotten eggs. But generally speaking, the guy in Chicago, that guy's a rotten egg. 16 times, he's a rotten egg. He had had problems before. There should have been some situation where interjection was handled more appropriately or something. But again,
the white cop that shot the black youth walking away from him.
Yeah, I mean that, yeah. And I think, and personally, I'm not trying to take up for the cop. But that he's a sick boy, you know, and you know, there's one thing. If he'd shot him twice, where would we be? But 16 pretty well says, hey, I'm a Looney Tune, and I got some real mental problems.
It's kind of interesting. This guy that did the shooting over the weekend in Colorado Springs, he's white. The kid that shot up the theater is white. It seems like the shootings that I can recall where the person was kind of crazy, they're all white. But when it's a man of color that does the shooting, you know, he becomes an Islamic terrorist. does it seem that way to you, or am I fishing down the wrong gopher hole here?
I think you're down the wrong hole. This guy in Colorado, like you said, you take a look at his picture, you know, he's a terrorist in his own way, but not for ISIS or anything else. He's just a sick puppy that, and they interviewed some of his neighbors from North Carolina and in the trailer trash next to him in Colorado or whatever. And what are these people supposed to do? Well, yeah, he stayed by himself. We didn't ever talk to him. So how are they going to report him to the loony bin and get anything? You can't. Again, realism has to come into effect at some point. Well, this guy shouldn't have had a gun. He shouldn't have been able. Hey, the law is, if he hadn't broken the law and he was able to buy it, you know, he's able to buy it. Or if he hadn't bought it legitimately, I'm sure, you know, he could have bought it illegitimately. So, this is our problem. You take it so far out of realism, and you've got Planned Parenthood blaming it on weapons and Planned Parenthood's blaming it on the Republicans right now. People have to get real and say this is something that happened. I can remember, you and I, when we were kids, there were incidents like this. There were
the Texas bell tower, yeah.
Yeah, Texas. How about Texas Tech, where the guy slit the lady's, cut the lady's head off because she caught him stealing a test? This is while you and I were at Tech. Happened in the chemistry building.
Yeah, it happened while I was out delivering newspapers. Freaky.
Well, I had a class in the basement, and I couldn't figure why nobody was. I was the only one there waiting for class, and I walk outside, and my guy. This I'd gotten there before the cops had gotten there, and I'd gone. I had a 7 or 7:30 class in the basement. I didn't know anything was going on until I walked back out, and cops all over the place, and what the hell's going on? And they told me, and all the stuff was upstairs, and the front of the building was, there were cops in the back, but the front of the building had tons of police there, you know? But,
yeah.
I mean, all of this stuff, it's happened, my God, it happened, you know, the Cain and Abel, you know, when are you going to... You can't say this is brand new to anything. You have humans involved. When you and I were growing up, we had airplane bombings, you know? We had threats of them. We had extortionists. So,
well, let me just ask you, how many mass shootings do you think there's been so far in 2015?
Mass shootings?
Where there's been more than one person.
Are you gonna
killed or injured?
Are you gonna count Afghanistan and Iraq?
No. In the United States.
On our property, what do you say mass is? Over three or over four? Or?
Let's see here. Let's go for over. Yeah, let's say over three.
Over three? Okay, well then this wasn't a mass shooting because there were only three people killed.
No, it killed or injured.
Well, yeah, see, you're changing the game. Okay.
No,
so
I didn't. I said that originally. Killed or injured.
In 2015.
Yeah, they were shot. They were shot. That's what a mass shooting is, when somebody gets shot.
Probably two.
I bet you won't be within 50%.
Two.
Give me a number.
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
351.
So I was off by a couple.
351.
Did the news report all of them? Or do these include the gang shootings in Chicago and all this stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. Well, in that case, we got to take a break. It's that time again to lower the boom and take a break and listen to somebody else for a minute. Sir Dan will be back right after this.
All right.
This is Dr. George from Peachtree ENT Center. We've won patient care awards and have the highest patient recommendations because we believe in practicing medicine the old-fashioned way. Practicing good medicine is based in listening to the patient and making a care plan that is individual. The best medical care is given when there is a strong doctor-patient relationship built on mutual trust and respect. At Peachtree ENT Center, we believe in taking care of the whole patient because healing is more than writing a prescription. Whether you have problems hearing, have frequent throat or sinus infections, from the time you call our office and speak to a real person, you'll be treated as an individual and not as an ailment. During your visit, you will not be rushed and all your questions will be answered. When possible, natural treatments will be recommended to fix the problem. If surgery is recommended, cost-effective, minimally invasive treatment for snoring, sleep apnea, or sinus problems will be offered because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
Watchdog is a term given an organization like the United States Justice Foundation, which since 1979 has been watching out and, when necessary, taking the appropriate action, from testifying to litigating, to protect our constitutional rights. USJF, a nonprofit organization, is nationally recognized not only as a watchdog, but many in the government, as well as those involved in legal cases, have also called the USJF a bulldog for the tenacious approach in their presentation and proof of what is right. Find out more at www.usjf.net. Support USJF as they support you.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
351 mass killings. How many people died in wrecks?
Oh, we're not talking about wrecks, my friend. We're talking about mass shootings.
We're talking about wrecks. How many died in wrecks?
Have no idea.
Well, you got your computer there. Look it up.
This wasn't how many died in shootings. It was how many incidents there were.
How many wrecks were there?
Oh, many, many, many more.
Thousands and thousands. So are we going to take cars off the streets? I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, it's
like
it's not there.
Yeah, it is. It's like statistics. You know, you can make numbers say anything you want, and just like you twisted this, you know, mass shootings, yes, but when you throw in Chicago, the number one kill zone in the country.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list here in Chicago. I see on there two or three times, but it's not like there's 30 or 40 of them. So you can forget trying to blame it on Chicago. It's not there.
Okay, well, then were all of these, were they related in some way or the other? Or was it here a city, there a city? How about the, it was only one, but the wife of the preacher that was killed. It goes on and on and on.
Well, let's take incident number 228 on August the 8th, 2015. The perpetrator was David Connolly. He killed 8 people in Houston, Texas.
Never heard about it.
Yeah, I know. It just dawned on me, too. Let's see what we can find out about that. Maybe this needs to be run through
Interpol.
Interpol, yeah. Shootings. What did I say, in Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah. Texas man charged in killing 8 for court, set for court appearance. August 8, 2015, Houston. Yep, that's there. Yeah, you know, there's just been so many that you've forgotten about them is the problem.
Well, let me ask, why does the media select, why did they select Colorado? And this was a shooting in Colorado. They selected it because it was at a Planned Parenthood thing. So that would mean that it should make national news. If it had been at Joe's used car lot, it probably would have been a shooting in Colorado Springs. End of story. You know?
Yeah, just, well, I agree with that. Yes, I agree with what you're saying.
I mean, obviously killing 8 in Houston's a hell of a lot worse than killing 3 in Colorado.
Yeah. I guess. But at what level would you be concerned about gun deaths, gun-related deaths, if there were 500 mass shootings or 1,000 mass shootings in a year?
I think, you know, you can, again, you're going to have this. We don't know the situation in Houston. We don't know the situation. We don't know any. The thing that I would say best is, and Houston is obviously a very good example of it, if we had turned the cameras off and take away the if it bleeds, it reads scenario on everything, than a lot of these quote-unquote mass shootings, because these people want publicity. They want to go out in a flame, or they want their names splattered all over the place, even if they die 20 years later in the gas chamber or whatever. So you take the media out of it, and where's the story in Houston? I bet out of those 351, you could probably, 20 of them may have made national news, if that many, probably less than that. And you take the media out of it, and then you've just got a shooting.
Well, so in 2013, excuse me, in 2013, would you assume there was more or less shooting?
Hang on a second. Keep talking.
Now, it's interesting. In 2013, there were 364 mass shootings in the United States. I would have expected that number to have been lower in 2013 than in 2015, but it's not the case. 2015, the number of mass shootings is actually less. Let's check 2014 here. I'm sure this is very interesting for a lot of people as I'm waiting to download my Excel spreadsheet. And that one didn't download, so we won't know. Interesting.
It is.
This is at a site called shootingtracker.com, and it's very interesting, actually. And it shows the number killed, the number wounded, and the alleged shooter. And in a lot of cases, the alleged shooter is an unknown person. So apparently some of these aren't solved crimes. So, for whatever that means.
I don't know.
I don't know how you control guns. I think 351 mass shootings is a lot. You know, that's more than one a week. I mentioned earlier that we were having these one a week. Well, we're actually having them about six a week. Six times, almost daily. Amazing.
I think you should personally go out and try to stop each one of them. So how would you suggest stopping them? They're not going to stop. I just got my son's Christmas present in, so I'm very thankful for that.
They may not stop, but I don't think that means that we have to accept that there's going to be that many next year and the year after and the year after.
Oh, I think they'll increase every year.
Well, actually, in 2013, they were more than in 2015.
2015's not over with yet.
That's very true. You got that right. Let's see here. There were 447 people killed.
Well, you got 30 days. Nope. It's six a day or whatever you just said.
Yep.
That's 180 more?
Yeah, maybe so.
Who should I send the list to? I got some people that, you know, it'd be fine if they... Who do I send the list to take care of those people?
Which Peter, are you talking about the perp or the victim?
I got some people that I'd like to see be
on the
victims.
List.
Yeah.
No, we don't. That's a different topic for a different show, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think that's entrapment there where you're going.
Well, we don't want to be entrapped, that's for sure.
I ain't falling for it. Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Thanksgiving. Yeah. Turkey. Oh, man, we had a great turkey.
Did you?
Holy mackerel. Yep. Except up until the point my wife told me how much it cost. We had a 21-pound turkey. And what do you think it cost?
About $1.50, $2 a pound.
That's last year's turkey. This year's turkey was free-range, They dressed him up in a tuxedo. They gave him psychological evaluations. He went through a physical fitness program that was personally administered by a very cute, very, very cute turkey. And I think my wife paid about $4 a pound.
$4 a pound. $80 for that sucker, huh?
Yeah, a little north of 80. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I hope you're going to get some good leftovers out of it.
No, it's gone. But it was a great turkey. It was the best turkey we've had.
$80 for that turk. Did Tom do a little table dance for you or anything?
No, and we had a bunch of freeloaders over for Thanksgiving, and I couldn't get anything out of them.
They wouldn't contribute?
They leave a tip. You know, I suggest that there be a coat handling fee paid at the door. I suggested many, many things, but got turned away at every suggestion.
You know,
a bunch of tightwads.
If I had your money, I wouldn't have to spend mine, don't I? You know, $80 to you is like a dime to most folks. You didn't even.
No,
it
wasn't.
Even
that wasn't me. That was my wife. That was my wealthy wife.
Oh. Well, besides good looks, you married her because she has money. So what's wrong with that?
Yeah, it was a score, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I only got a tablespoonful of dressing.
Why?
Which was delicious.
Why only a tablespoon?
I think we had about 18 entrees. So by the time you put 18 entrees on a dinner plate, you know, you're down to about a tablespoon each.
Ah. Well, we had a good quiet Thanksgiving, and we didn't have any $80 turkey. We just had a little turkey breast, and in fact, when I go home for lunch today, that's what I'm going to have for lunch: is a little bit of turkey and some gravy and cranberry sauce.
Gravy, oh my!
Yeah, there's sinfulness in all of us, you know.
And yeah, I didn't know that you were allowed to have gravy.
I don't have bread with it. I just put a little gravy on the turkey.
But oh, no, you didn't have dressing then, huh?
No, we didn't fix dressing.
Oh, man.
Or I say we, my wife cooked all of that, so it was all... It was very quiet. We shared a bottle of white wine, and that was enjoyable.
Well, what do you think about meatloaf for Christmas? How does that... Does that sound okay?
We have a honey baked ham, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we're thinking about having meatloaf, and I'm not sure that that's going to go very well.
No, that's not a Christmas.
I think that's in reaction to the $80 turkey.
How about bologna?
That might work.
Spam.
Vienna sausage. Oh, little weenies out of a can. Oh, man.
I don't like either one of those. I never have acquired a taste for either one. Nor do I like the rollback tins of sardines that have more oil in them than Texas. I don't care for those either.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Speaking of oil, oil prices keep dropping. Which has a negative impact and a positive impact.
Yeah, well, with that negative, let's go to a break, and we'll be back on the Dan and Dave Show right after a couple of words.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
The disease of addiction is a life-altering challenge, not just for the person suffering its effects, but also for the family and friends who support and love the one caught in its grasp. What should be the course of treatment? Who is the best person to render treatment? And what is the best place to go for the care that is needed? We know that you want answers to these and many more questions. call 770-696-9862 and speak to a representative of the Atlanta Healing Center. They can tailor a program specifically designed to address the needs of the person suffering with an addiction or give you guidance as to where that help may be found. Information is the key, and the trained staff at AHC is here to assist. If you wish, you can also get more information on the website located at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on americaswebradio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on americaswebradio.com anytime you like.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on americaswebradio.com.
You're listening to americaswebradio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
Well, Dan, as you know, the football season is winding down. The Patriots are no longer undefeated. They lost yesterday. You name the only undefeated team in pro football?
Yeah, if you hadn't asked me, I could. Is it Tampa Bay?
Nope.
Is it that team that Cam Newton plays for, the Carolina Panthers?
Panthers. You're right. Very good. What'd you do? Look it up on your computer right quick?
No, I knew that. I follow. I don't like Cam Newton. He was quarterback when Oregon played Auburn for a national championship. And Cam Newton beat Oregon.
So that's a reason to not like him?
Yeah, it's a good reason to not like
him. I think you don't like him because he's a man of color.
No. Not at all.
You don't like him at all?
I wouldn't like hardly any football player.
Well, that's getting to be pretty much the truth.
No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. What does have something to do with it, he loves what he's doing. He makes millions and millions, and he's undefeated. I'm just thinking that kid has more than he should. I think he needs to get beat or something.
Well, he's pretty good.
Darn good.
He was at the Auburn game and couldn't pull it out for Auburn. Alabama put the whoopee on him.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Well.
And I don't care for Alabama. Not a big
Who
Alabama.
Do you think should be number one?
In college?
In college, yeah.
You know, I really don't know. Probably Alabama's, you know, you got to give the devil his due. They've lost one, but they're pretty stout. Oklahoma beat Oklahoma State. I would say that they're pretty stout. And
Clemson's a pretty darn good team too.
Yeah,
they're 12-0. Iowa's 12-0. Interestingly enough, Stanford is at number 7, and they're 10-2. And one of their defeats came at the hands of Oregon.
So who do you think ought to be number 1?
Oregon would have been a top 10 rated team this year had their quarterback been healthy all year. Oregon finished 9-3, and they would have easily been, 11-1.
I tell you the thing, do you know, I heard this yesterday and I didn't know it. Do you know how many bowl games there are now?
I don't know.
80.
Oh.
When you and I were growing up, you know, it was a big deal to make a bowl, to be in a bowl game.
Yeah, you had about 4 or 5 of them.
And now, they were saying yesterday, now you can have a 5-win, 7-loss season and still be invited to a bowl. That's wrong. There are too many bowl games. They're only for one reason, and that's to make somebody some money. And, you know, I can't watch them all. I don't watch them all. I could care less about them. Our alma mater finished 7-12. I would assume they will go to a bowl game of some sort or the other. But it's ludicrous. 80 different bowl games? That's demeaning. The only bowl games, the Rose Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, the Orange Bowl, you know, and a couple of others.
The Sugar Bowl.
Sugar Bowl.
Sugar Bowl.
And that should be about it, you know? I don't think we need 80 different bowl games.
It gets kind of diluted, doesn't it?
Oh, it's beyond. And, it's crazy. And to say we went to a bowl game and we were 5-7 for the year, I'm sorry, but you didn't make the cut, buddy. You know, I have trouble at 6-6, quite frankly. In fact, I have trouble at 7-5. If you can't win more games, if you're not outstanding, then you don't deserve to go to a bowl game just for the expense and the sheer whatever it is. What's I can't ever remember it. The bowl in El Paso.
I don't know. You got me.
I can't remember the name. I know it's Aztec Bowl or something, whatever it is. Then we have the Chick-fil-A Bowl here, the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. You know, they're just, in my opinion, too many bowl games.
Yeah, the Sun Bowl in El Paso. There are too many bowl games. I agree.
Then you got the Hawaii Bowl.
Well, and you got bowl games that aren't full. You know, you got bowl games that are 50% full.
Oh yeah,
that's a travesty. Yep. You want a bowl game, man. If you're a team and you're playing at a bowl game, you want, you want 100,000 people there.
Sure, and that's the way it should
you want
be.
Capacity, yeah.
And the excitement and all that, you know, to go out and. Yeah, I'm totally opposed to not that anybody has exactly given me a phone call and asked my opinion, but I gave it anyway. 80 bowl games is probably about 70 too many.
Yeah,
so
I agree. That's the first time all morning I've agreed with you, but I'll agree with you on that one.
Is Portland big in hockey? I don't even know if y'all have a hockey team.
Yeah, I think we do, which tells you how big we are.
Well, back many years ago, Atlanta has, I guess they have a hockey team now. I think they do, but they used to have the Atlanta Flames. And when I first moved here, My brother-in-law was big into the Atlanta Flames and bought season tickets, and it was like, my gosh, every time we turned around, we were going downtown to a hockey game. It was like continually, you know? And and it was fun, and hockey was, you know, it had some good stuff to it. But then I realized they played all season, and it didn't mean anything. And this is sort of like with the bowl games. At the end of the hockey season, it's like the best of four against everybody, and whoever. I mean, it's ludicrous. You pay for all these games, you go and you see, and you think, well, they're number one, or they're this, or they're that. They're not. The way the hockey works is that they narrow it down, but not as it should be. And so anybody. The bottom team could literally wind up being in the Stanley Cup playoff or whatever, the Stanley Cup hockey game. And I thought, my God, why did we spend all this money all season long to go to the games and then it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Hey, did you see 60 Minutes last night?
No, I didn't. I had wanted to. The guy jumping off the cliff or whatever? Did you see that?
No. Oh, I didn't see that. This guy, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, they were supposed to have, well, I'm sure they had him on, but he was skiing, and he was a daredevil. And, I mean, just the pictures make your, you know, sort of suck up. And they were going to show what happened to him. I would assume he lived, but he was going over off some cliff and then, you know, like dropping 1,000 feet or, I mean, some ungodly amount. And
skis?
Yeah.
Or
on
snowboard?
Skis, yeah. And I didn't see it.
No, I saw the story on the man who shot Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got the paper this morning, it seems like, the story about Robert O'Neill, and he claims to be the guy who fired the shot, and apparently there's another SEAL Team 6 fellow that wrote a book about it, and he thought he was the guy that killed Bin Laden, so there's maybe a little bit misunderstanding, but the guy that probably pulled the trigger is this Robert O'Neill, who was on 60 Minutes last night. And he doesn't seem like a killer, you know. Sure. He looks clean cut. Sure. He's not overbuilt. He's, you know, thin. He's very intelligent.
Yeah,
he's talking.
O'Neill is a Fox News contributor.
So you've seen it. You know what he looks like.
Yeah. He's from North Dakota or someplace.
And, yeah, Montana.
Montana, yeah. And he has a, what do the towel heads call it when they gotta put a bounty on your head?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not a fatwa, but something else.
No, I think that is it. I think you're right.
Maybe that is it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he does. He was asked last night, is he in fear for his life or something like that? He said he was. And they didn't go into it at all. But, you know, he probably would be a hard guy to take down. But, I don't even want to go there. He seemed like a nice guy. He said the right words. He did it for his country. He actually thought it was going to be a one-way trip.
Yeah.
He thought they had signed up for a suicide mission. And he said his teammates felt that way, too, but that was okay because it was something that had to be done and it was worth giving his life if he could do it. Which, I don't feel that way about very many things.
No.
I don't know about you.
Well, I tell you what, you've got a choice. Do we stay on the air and I shoot you, or do we say we're going to put the plug in the jug and call it a day?
Well, just give me the jug and I'll worry about what comes next.
Okay, well, until next time, you've been listening to the Dan
and Dave Show.
Only on America's Web Radio, because these are the only people that will take us. But it's been fun, Dan. Thanks again for everything.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate your opinion.
We'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.